On the surface of it, our mother's life was simple. Andalucia Garandola Soledad Monblanco was born in the Philippines on Christmas Eve in 1945. She grew up in Leyte with her 10 brothers and sisters, immigrated to the United States in 1962. That was a year that I graduated from Fremont High and settled in Los Angeles with her stepmother at the age of 16. Then, while repairing a disastrous Thanksgiving dinner in 1966, she met and fell in love with the dashing shipping clerk, John Edwin Coleman. Quickly, 6 months, people, they married in March of 1967 and had two daughters, one in 1969 and the other in 1971. She worked for 10 years at Los Angeles High School. She supported a husband through his night classes, a new ministry, several ministries. She raised two daughters through the college years. Our graduation, one daughter relocated, and another daughter's wedding, a newborn granddaughter. But that is where the simplicity ends. She was a wife, but she never was just a wife. When her husband was only considering going back to school, she supported him through night classes for his bachelor's degree and seminary for his master's. She was a preacher's wife. For many, an anonymous, hard job. But she was never just a preacher's wife. She was our father's core and his critic. His foundation, after late-night counseling sessions, are week-long retreats. It goes on. And she was our mother, but not just a mother. We taught her how to ride a bike in the backyard. She taught us how to ride a bike in the backyard, that is. She built hammocks for us in the hallway so that we could nap in the air. She worked our school, car washes, bake sales, built many golf courses, spoil science experiments, and consistently rented really bad movies without reading the back of the box. She was fiercely loyal to her family and her friends, still deeply Filipino in her devotion to her family. Many former students from LA High still refer to her as Tita Lucy. Our mother was strong in her faith, even through her illnesses. But she also was a woman with a sharp tongue and mind. Over the years, this tongue thankfully became more patient. Our mother is not survived by a sorely grieving husband, my two daughters, a son-in-law, a granddaughter, but by a joyous, grateful family, including aunts, uncles, cousins, in-laws, a community of friends from Los Angeles High School, from church, our neighborhood on Harcourt, and close family friends from Uni High, UCLA, Ann Arbor, and Chicago. We are all uniquely touched by her humor, her grace, her cooking, and her strength. signed her daughters. I miss her today. This is me speaking. That's what my daughters wrote for the eulogy for their mother. She died right before 9/11. July of 2001. And I miss her. You know, when I think of everything that's going on and how our world seems to be run today, I miss Lucy's comments. The only woman that I've ever known. Never known another woman. Really, I never slept with another woman. Never embraced, never hugged another woman. I don't know what that is. I miss her today. I want to thank you for coming to my website, and I wanted to share something with you. I think I'm finished putting up the sermons and everything else. I've reached my limit. I sound like an angry old man. I'm not. I'm tired. I'm tired of people ignoring God, ignoring a life of righteousness. I was talking with a friend of mine. And we were discussing origins, definition of sin. And I said, you know, but I know that I'm not a perfect man, but I think I lived a pretty decent life. And I told him, as of this date, I cannot mark on my record or on my card where I've left anything undone. And when I see men, wait, I hear Harcourt walking outside of the door. Let me open my office door. Okay. There he goes. I thought he was trying to get in. All right, boy. But I was thinking about that. I was thinking about what I've done and how I live. A lot of people, and the reason that I'm going to stop talking about what happened in that church, in that ministry as a pastor, is because I've been receiving some correspondence, and most of the women in the church couldn't stand my wife because I married her. They would whisper and say that they would hope that my daughters would come up pregnant to bring shame to me and my wife. Can you believe this? Professing Christians? So I'm finished playing the critical messages. I hope that you can learn from the messages that are up there. I think what I'll do for the rest of my life until I leave is just put up some positive attributes of humanity. And I'll pay for it every month as God gives me the money to pay for it. I'll play a little jazz. Keep it fresh. I was talking with my friend, JJ, and he said, the vet is dead. I said, no, it's not. I'm the vet. See, I remember. Boy, Lucy would come to church humbly. She never dressed as a so-called first lady would dress. Lucy was just like me, common. And beautiful to look at, too. God gave me a most beautiful woman. She didn't have a mouth like a lot of these black women have today, I'm telling you. I'm glad I made the right choice to have children with this woman. To live with this woman 34 years. To be in the same house as she was in here with me. Under Lucia Carolindola Saladai Juan Blanco Coleman. And I want to thank you folks for coming to my website. Now, I'm going to continue to play some nice music. As I say, good day. And I'm so glad that you could visit me. come back again. Visit me. Listen to me. Learn from me. Take the wisdom and apply it where it belongs. If you have a wife, love her. Appreciate her. Care for her. Never strike her. Never curse at her. Never use her sexually in a way that's outside of a godly affection for your woman. Concentrate on what makes her happy. And do that, brothers. God bless.